Trump to U.S. steel workers, you are going to stay an American company. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 30, 2025. President Donald Trump informed U.S. steel workers on Friday evening that the iconic American steel company will remain an American company. Days after he revealed that there was a planned partnership between Japan's Nippon Steel Corporation and the U.S. Steel Corporation. While speaking in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Trump highlighted how for generations U.S. Steel's name was synonymous with greatness, and added that the name will again be synonymous with greatness. "We're here today to celebrate a blockbuster agreement that will ensure this storied American company stays an American company. You're going to stay an American company, you know that, right?" Trump said. "We're going to have a great partner. And, I have to tell you, Japan has been a tremendous friend of mine during my years as president. And then we had a little hiatus, we had a rigged election." Trump continued. "It will keep its headquarters in the great city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where it belongs. For generations, the name, United States Steel, was synonymous with greatness. And now it will again be synonymous with greatness. The best and strongest steel on earth will forever be made in America and made in Pennsylvania." Trump's words come a week after he revealed in a post on Truth Social that U.S. Steel will stay in America and will also keep its headquarters in the great city of Pittsburgh. In his post, Trump explained that the planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel will create at least 70,000 jobs and add $14 billion to the U.S. economy. "I am proud to announce that, after much consideration and negotiation, U.S. Steel will remain in America and keep its headquarters in the great city of Pittsburgh," Trump said in his post. "For many years, the name, United States Steel, was synonymous with greatness, and now, it will be again. This will be a planned partnership between United States Steel and Nippon Steel, which will create at least 70,000 jobs and add $14 billion to the U.S. economy." As Breitbart News previously reported, in January, former President Joe Biden announced that he would use the Defense Production Act of 1950 to prevent Nippon Steel from being able to acquire U.S. Steel. Biden's announcement came after executives from Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel announced in 2023 that the American Steel Company, which played a critical role in helping the Allies defeat Imperial Japan and Nazi Germany in World War II, had been sold to Nippon Steel as part of a nearly $15 billion deal. Early on Monday, executives with U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel Corporation announced the nearly $15 billion deal, which vows to uphold the U.S. steel workers, USW, labor contract and will be completed mid-2024, though shareholders for U.S. Steel must still give their stamp of approval. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported that during Trump's rally he announced he will be increasing steel tariffs and noted it will create a fairer trading environment between the U.S. and other countries.